This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. More than 1,400 Rohingya Muslim refugees were relocated to a remote island in the Bay of Bengal on Saturday. The move came despite opposition from human rights groups concerned about the site's vulnerability to storms and flooding. This brings to around 6,700 the number of Rohingya refugees that Bangladesh has moved to the island of Bashanchar since December. Bangladesh says the relocation is voluntary, but some of the first group of refugees who were relocated spoke of being coerced. The government also says overcrowding in refugee camps in the mainland's Cox's Bazar district fuels crime. The Rohingya are a minority group who fled violence in neighboring Buddhist-majority Myanmar. Some refugees did tell journalists they moved to escape violence in the camps where they were previously housed and to have a better life. Hundreds of Tunisians marched in the capital on Saturday to protest against police abuses they say are endangering freedoms won in the 2011 revolution that swept away authoritarian rule. And hundreds of riot police confronted the demonstrators, leading to scuffles. There have been near daily protests since mid-January, the anniversary of Tunisia's revolution that sparked uprisings across the region in 2011, known as the Arab Spring. Tunisia was the only Arab state to emerge with a democratic system in place. Police have arrested more than 1,000 people during demonstrations over the past 2 weeks. The protesters are upset about many things, which include financial inequality and the marginalization of the poor. One protester said they want to steal the principles won since the revolution. He compared the current prime minister to an autocrat overthrown in 2011 after almost 25 years in power. This is VOA News. Russian businessman Arkady Rotenberg said Saturday that he owns a huge palace in southern Russia, which jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny had linked to President Vladimir Putin. Navalny and his anti-corruption foundation have published a video in which they allege the opulent mansion belonged to Putin. The video has been viewed more than 100 million times. Rotenberg is Putin's former judo sparring partner. He sold his stake in a gas pipeline construction firm in 2019 for a sum which RCB Business Daily put at some 75 billion rubles or $990 million. Rotenberg said he bought the palace 2 years ago. His announcement came in a video published by Mass Channel Telegram. Putin has denied ownership of the palace, and Navalny was remanded in custody for 30 days on January 18th for parole violations. He says they trumped up, but he could still face years in jail. He was arrested after flying back to Moscow from Germany, where he had been recovering from a nerve agent poisoning last August. After Navalny's arrest, thousands of people joined unsanctioned protests across Russia last Saturday to demand the Kremlin release Navalny from jail. And here are a few more stories related to the global coronavirus pandemic. The Norwegian government will gradually loosen the capital region's coronavirus lockdown, allowing some shops and recreational activities to reopen from February 3rd onwards. That's what the health minister said on Saturday. The more contagious variant of COVID-19 first identified in Britain had prompted the introduction of stricter measures on January 23rd, including the closure of all non-essential stores in and around Oslo for the first time during the pandemic. Taiwan's government on Saturday reported the island's first death from COVID-19 since May as it battles a small and unusual outbreak of locally transmitted cases. A woman in her 80s with underlying health conditions died after being infected with the coronavirus as part of a domestic cluster connected to a hospital. That's according to the island's health minister. And India reported its lowest active number of novel coronavirus cases in 7 months on Saturday, a year after the virus was first confirmed in that country. A year ago, a student from the southern state of Kerala tested positive for COVID-19 after returning from Wuhan in China. That's the global epicenter of the virus. For more on these stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA.